Monday, October the 18th, 10:10 Keshvan 5771. Day 2 before Shabbat Parashah Vayera, and he appeared. Genesis 19.
Sodom's depravity.
The two angels came to Sodom at evening. Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. Lot saw them, and rose up to meet them. He bowed himself with his face to the earth, and he said, "See now, my masters, please turn aside into your servant's house, stay all night, wash your feet, and you can rise up early, and go on your way." They said, "No, but we will stay in the street all night." He urged them greatly, and they came in with him, and entered into his house. He made them a feast, and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. But before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, surrounded the house, both young and old, all the people from every quarter. They called to Lot, and said to him, "Where are the men who came into you this night? Bring them out to us, that we may have sex with them." Lot went out to them to the door, and shut the door after him. He said, "Please, my brothers, don't act so wickedly. See now, I have two virgin daughters. Please let me bring them out to you, and you may do to them what seems good to you. Only don't do anything to these men, because they have come under the shadow of my roof." They said, "Stand back." Then they said, "This one fellow came in to live as a foreigner, and he appoints himself a judge. Now will we deal worse with you than with them?" They pressed hard on the man Lot, and drew near to break the door. But the men reached out their hand, and brought Lot into the house to them, and shut the door. They struck the men who were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door.
Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed.
The men said to Lot, "Do you have anybody else here? Sons-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whoever you have in the city, bring them out of the place, for we will destroy this place, because the outcry against them has grown great before Yahweh that Yahweh has sent us to destroy it." Lot went out, and spoke to his sons-in-law, who were pledged to marry his daughters, and said, "Get up. Get out of this place, for Yahweh will destroy the city." But he seemed to his sons-in-law to be joking. When the morning came, then the angels hurried Lot, saying, "Get up. Take your wife, and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the iniquity of the city." But he lingered, and the men grabbed his hand, his wife's hand, and his two daughters' hands, Yahweh being merciful to him, and they took him out, and set him outside of the city. It came to pass, when they had taken them out, that he said, "Escape for your life. Don't look behind you, and don't stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be consumed." Lot said to them, "Oh, not so, my master. See now, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have magnified your loving kindness, which you have shown to me in saving my life. I can't escape to the mountain, lest evil overtake me, and I die. See now, this city is near to flee to, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape there, isn't it a little one? And my soul will live." He said to him, "Behold, I have granted your request concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow the city of which you have spoken. Hurry, escape there, for I can't do anything until you get there." Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun had risen in the earth when Lot came to Zoar. Then Yahweh rained in Sodom and in Gomorrah sulfur and fire from Yahweh out of the sky. He overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew in the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he had stood before Yahweh. He looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain, and looked, and saw that the smoke of the land went up as the smoke of a furnace. It happened, when Elohim destroyed the cities of the plain, that Elohim remembered Abraham, and sent Lot out of the middle of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot lived.
The descendants of Lot.
Lot went up out of Zoar, and lived in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he was afraid to live in Zoar. He lived in a cave with his two daughters. The firstborn said to the younger, "Our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come into us in the way of all the earth. Come, let's make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve our father's seed." They made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in, and lay with her father. He didn't know when she lay down, nor when she arose. It came to pass in the next day, that the firstborn said to the younger, Behold, I lay last night with my father. Let us make him drink wine again, tonight. You go in, and lie with him, that we may preserve our father's seed. They made their father drink wine that night also. The younger went and lay with him. He didn't know when she lay down, nor when she got up. Thus both of Lot's daughters were with child by their father. The firstborn bore a son, and named him Moab. He is the father of the Moabites to this day. The younger also bore a son, and called his name Ben-Ami. He is the father of the children of Ammon to this day. Matthew 14.
John the Immerser beheaded.
At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the report concerning Yeshua, and said to his servants, This is John the Immerser. He is risen from the dead. That is why these powers work in him. For Herod had laid hold of John, and bound him, and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. For John said to him, It is not legal for you to have her. When he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced among them and pleased Herod. Whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatever she should ask. She, being prompted by her mother, said, Give me here in a platter the head of John the Immerser. The king was grieved, but for the sake of his oaths, and of those who sat at the table with him, he commanded it to be given, and he sent and beheaded John in the prison. His head was brought on a platter, and given to the young lady, and she brought it to her mother. His disciples came, and took the body, and buried it, and they went and told Yeshua.
Feeding the 5,000.
Now when Yeshua heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat, to a deserted place apart. When the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. Yeshua went out, and he saw a great multitude. He had compassion on them, and healed their sick. When evening had come, his disciples came to him, saying, This place is deserted, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages, and buy themselves food. But Yeshua said to them, They don't need to go away. You give them something to eat. They told him, We only have here 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, Bring them here to me. He commanded the multitudes to sit down in the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed, broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. They all ate, and were filled. They took up 12 baskets full of that which remained left over from the broken pieces. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children.
Yeshua walks on the sea.
Immediately Yeshua made the disciples get into the boat, and to go ahead of him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. After he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain by himself to pray. When evening had come, he was there alone. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, distressed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. In the 4th watch of the night, Yeshua came to them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying it's a ghost. And they cried out for fear. But immediately Yeshua spoke to them, saying, Cheer up! It is I. Don't be afraid. Peter answered him and said, Adonai, if it is you, command me to come to you in the waters. He said, Come. Peter stepped down from the boat, and walked in the waters to come to Yeshua. But when he saw that the wind was strong, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Adonai, save me. Immediately Yeshua stretched out his hand, took hold of him, and said to him, You of little faith, why did you doubt? When they got up into the boat, the wind ceased. Those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, You are truly the Son of Elohim.
Many touch him and are made well.
When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. When the people of that place recognized him, they sent into all the surrounding region, and brought to him all who were sick, and they begged him that they might just touch the fringe of his garment. As many as touched it were made whole. Matthew 15.
Defilement comes from within.
Then Pharisees and scribes came to Yeshua from Jerusalem, saying, Why do your disciples disobey the tradition of the elders? For they don't wash their hands when they eat bread. He answered them, "Why do you also disobey the commandment of Elohim because of your tradition? For Elohim commanded, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and, 'He who speaks evil of father or mother, let him be put to death.' But you say, 'Whoever may tell his father or his mother, whatever help you might otherwise have gotten from me is a gift devoted to Elohim, he shall not honor his father or mother.' You have made the commandment of Elohim void because of your tradition. You hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, 'These people draw near to me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrine rules made by men.'" He summoned the multitude, and said to them, "Hear, and understand. That which enters into the mouth doesn't defile the man, but that which proceeds out of the mouth, this defiles the man." Then the disciples came, and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?" But he answered, "Every plant which my heavenly Father didn't plant will be uprooted. Leave them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. If the blind guide the blind, both will fall into a pit." Peter answered him, "Explain the parable to us." So Yeshua said, "Do you also still not understand? Don't you understand that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the belly, and then out of the body? But the things which proceed out of the mouth come out of the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart come forth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, sexual sins, thefts, false testimony, and blasphemies. These are the things which defile the man, but to eat with unwashed hands doesn't defile the man."
A Gentile shows her faith.
Yeshua went out from there, and withdrew into the region of Tyre and Sidon. Behold, a Canaanite woman came out from those borders, and cried, saying, "Have mercy on me, Adonai, you son of David. My daughter is severely demonized." But he answered her not a word. His disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries after us." But he answered, "I wasn't sent to anyone but the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and worshipped him, saying, "Adonai, help me." But he answered, "It is not appropriate to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she said,
"Yes,
Adonai, but even the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Yeshua answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Be it done to you even as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that hour.
Yeshua heals great multitudes.
Yeshua departed there, and came near to the Sea of Galilee, and he went up into the mountain, and sat there. Great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others, and they put them down at his feet. He healed them, so that the multitude wondered when they saw the mute speaking, injured whole, lame walking, and blind seeing, and they glorified the Elohim of Israel.
Feeding the 4,000.
Yeshua summoned his disciples and said, "I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. I don't want to send them away fasting, or they might faint on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where should we get so many loaves in a deserted place as to satisfy so great a multitude?" Yeshua said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" They said, 7, and a few small fish." He commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and the fish. He gave thanks and broke them, and gave to the disciples, and the disciples to the multitudes. They all ate, and were filled. They took up 7 baskets full of the broken pieces that were left over. Those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. Then he sent away the multitudes, got into the boat, and came into the borders of Magdala. Matthew 16.
The Pharisees and Sadducees seek a sign.
The Pharisees and Sadducees came, and testing him, asked him to show them a sign from heaven. But he answered them, "When it is evening, you say, 'It will be fair weather, for the sky is red.' In the morning, 'It will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening.' Hypocrites! You know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but you can't discern the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there will be no sign given to it, except the sign of the prophet Jonah." He left them, and departed.
11 of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
The disciples came to the other side and had forgotten to take bread. Yeshua said to them, "Take heed and beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." They reasoned among themselves, saying, "We brought no bread." Yeshua, perceiving it, said, "Why do you reason among yourselves, you've little faith, because you have brought no bread? Don't you yet perceive, neither remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000, and how many baskets you took up? Nor the 7 loaves for the 4,000, and how many baskets you took up? How is it that you don't perceive that I didn't speak to you concerning bread? But beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then they understood that he didn't tell them to beware of the yeast of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
Peter confesses Yeshua as the Messiah.
Now when Yeshua came into the parts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They said, "Some say John the Immerser, some, Elijah, and others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living Elohim." Yeshua answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barister Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. I also tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my assembly, and the gates of Sheol will not prevail against it. I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will have been bound in heaven, and whatever you release on earth will have been released in heaven." Then he commanded the disciples that they should tell no one that he was Yeshua the Messiah.
Yeshua predicts his death and resurrection.
From that time, Yeshua began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and the third day be raised up. Peter took him aside, and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Adonai. This will never be done to you." But he turned, and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of Elohim, but on the things of men."
Take up the tree and follow him.
Then Yeshua said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, and whoever will lose his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man, if he gains the whole world, and forfeits his life? Or what will a man give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will render to everyone according to his deeds."
Yeshua transfigured on the mount.
"Most certainly I tell you, there are some standing here who will in no way taste of death, until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Matthew 17. After 6 days, Yeshua took with him Peter, Jacob, and John his brother, and brought them up into a high mountain by themselves. He was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as the light. Behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them talking with him. Peter answered, and said to Yeshua, "Adonai, it is good for us to be here. If you want, let's make 3 tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. Behold, a voice came out of the cloud, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces, and were very afraid. Yeshua came and touched them and said, "Get up, and don't be afraid." Lifting up their eyes, they saw no one, except Yeshua alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Yeshua commanded them, saying, "Don't tell anyone what you saw, until the Son of Man has risen from the dead." His disciples asked him, saying, "Then why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" Yeshua answered them, "Elijah indeed comes first, and will restore all things, but I tell you that Elijah has come already, and they didn't recognize him, but did to him whatever they wanted to. Even so the Son of Man will also suffer by them." Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Immerser.
A boy is healed.
When they came to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him, saying, "Adonai, have mercy on my son, for he is epileptic, and suffers grievously, for he often falls into the fire, and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him." Yeshua answered, "Faithless and perverse generation. How long will I be with you? How long will I bear with you? bring him here to me." Yeshua rebuked him, the demon went out of him, and the boy was cured from that hour. Then the disciples came to Yeshua privately, and said, "Why weren't we able to cast it out?" He said to them, "Because of your unbelief. For most certainly I tell you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will tell this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. But this kind doesn't go out except by prayer and fasting."
Yeshua again predicts his death and resurrection.
While they were skiing in Galilee, Yeshua said to them, "The Son of Man is about to be delivered up into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and the third day he will be raised up." They were exceedingly sorry.
Peter and his master pay their taxes.
When they had come to Capernaum, those who collected the drachma coins came to Peter, and said, "Doesn't your rabbi pay the drachma?" He said, "Yes." When he came into the house, Yeshua anticipated him, saying, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth receive toll or tribute? From their children, or from strangers?" Peter said to him, "From strangers." Yeshua said to him, "Therefore the children are exempt. But, lest we cause them to stumble, go to the sea, cast a hook, and take up the first fish that comes up. When you have opened its mouth, you will find the skeeter coin. Take that, and give it to them for me and you." Matthew 18.
Who is the greatest?
In that hour the disciples came to Yeshua, saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Yeshua called a little child to himself, and set him in their midst, and said, "Most certainly I tell you, unless you turn, and become as little children, you will in no way enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whoever therefore humbles himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such little child in my name receives me."
Yeshua warns of offenses.
"But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him that a huge millstone should be hung around his neck, and that he should be sunk in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of occasions of stumbling. For it must be that the occasions come, but woe to that person through whom the occasion comes. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off, and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life maimed or crippled, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the eternal fire. If your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out, and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into the Gehenna of fire."
The parable of the lost sheep.
"See that you don't despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man came to save that which was lost. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep, and one of them goes astray, doesn't he leave the 99, go to the mountains, and seek that which has gone astray? If he finds it, most certainly I tell you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 which have not gone astray. Even so it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish."
Dealing with a sinning brother.
"If your brother sins against you, go, show him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained back your brother. But if he doesn't listen, take one or two more with you, that at the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the assembly. If he refuses to hear the assembly also, let him be to you as a Gentile or a tax collector. Most certainly I tell you, whatever things you bind on earth will have been bound in heaven, and whatever things you release on earth will have been released in heaven. Again, assuredly I tell you, that if two of you will agree on earth concerning anything that they will ask, it will be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst."
The parable of the unforgiving servant.
Then Peter came and said to him, "Adonai, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Until seven times?" Yeshua said to him, "I don't tell you until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king, who wanted to reconcile accounts with his servants. When he had begun to reconcile, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. but because he couldn't pay, his master commanded him to be sold,
with his wife,
his children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and kneeled before him, saying, Adonai, have patience with me, and I will repay you all. The master of that servant, being moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out, and found one of his fellow servants, who owed him 100 denarii, and he grabbed him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will repay you. He would not, but went and cast him into prison, until he should pay back that which was due. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were exceedingly sorry, and came and told to their master all that was done. Then his master called him in, and said to him, You wicked servant! I forgave you all the debt, because you begged me. Shouldn't you also have had mercy on your fellow servant, even as I had mercy on you? His master was angry, and delivered him to the tormentors, until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father will also do to you, if you don't each forgive your brother from your hearts for his misdeeds. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah! HNV version, in the public domain.